They're absolutely heartbreaking. 911 recordings from Weber County released today show exactly what happened last Tuesday when a 9-year-old boy vanished from a park along the Ogden River.
911, what's the address?
The woman making the call explains it simply.
We are in Ogden at Big D Park. There's a little boy that was chasing his dog, and we think he fell in the river.
The boy, Corbin Minchie, was at the park near the mouth of Ogden Canyon with his mom, Kristen. The caller describes finding Corbin's wet boots along the bank and frantically searching bushes in the park just off Harrison Boulevard. At one point, you can hear Kristen Minchie's nearly unintelligible voice in the background.
Is she with you now?
Hold on. I'm going to pray real quick, okay?
Yes.
As they pray for Corbin, Ogden firefighters are rushing to their location at the park, as well as to points downstream on the river. The caller struggles to keep her own composure.
Do they ever send emergency vehicles down the river for something like this? Okay. Because if he's going that long ago...
They've got a swift water team, okay? The fire department has a swift water team.
All right, because he's going to be way far down.
Well, and the water's cold if he's in there, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know, he's not going to make it.
I can always hope. They've done all this training so they know where to go and look, okay?
Okay.
But the search took time. One of those firefighters found Corbin pinned against a log about 10 blocks downstream, nearly all the way down to Washington Boulevard.
I've got the boy out of the river.
Medics rushed Minchie to McCady Hospital, but it had simply been too long. He lost his life that night.
Copy. Any other units on the river? Do we have rescuers in the water? Do we need to stay downstream?
Kristen and Corbin had recently stayed at the Lantern House and were without a home of their own. Lantern House staff are gathering donations to provide for a funeral service at the website stanncenter.org. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.